stitching hearts together. A special note on the coronavirus. Greetings from home, dear ones. We wish to add to this message this day to talk about what is in front of most humans at this time. Changes in lifestyle are a reaction to life forms originating in the cosmos that have crossed from the lower vibrational animals to humans. Much fear is on Earth. The challenges are many, yet simple to understand. Consider this to be a very sticky creature, both inside and outside of the body. As people distance themselves, it becomes a balancing act between safety and isolation. Please be careful. You are now learning much about this virus, as humans call it. It will ultimately leave behind an easier path for evolution in all humans. It has the effect of loosening the ethereal bodies. Children are affected much less, as most already have this new level in place. Only a small percentage of humans need to catch this to reach a critical mass, and some who do will not feel sick. Yet all can be carriers. There are other viruses already on Earth. Answers are already planted, and that knowledge is already making its way into the collective consciousness. Please keep in mind that we have been talking about the growing separation on Earth. The message that follows is all about that. We even made the comment several times that if Earth was attacked from outer space, that it could have the effect of bringing together hearts, as all hearts humans realize that they are more alike than they are different. From our perspective, that has happened. Lightworkers globally now are being called into action in new ways. Keep in mind that you will make it through, and on the other side, humans will take this opportunity to build anew. Many who have been holding the energy quietly will now be called into action. There will be more fear on Earth. Consider this to be an opportunity for light and all lightworkers. Fear and love cannot occupy the same space. Find the love and pass it on. Keep the hearts connected in as many ways as you can, dear ones, and a new world will emerge. If you are successful, the human heart will rise in unity. Aspavo. Greetings, dear ones. We join you this day with such joy. You see, when you left home, you were all connected. There's a very deep connection between you, because all of are part of each other. Dear ones, it's like calling two fingers on the same hand separate from one another. That separation defines you as an individual, for it is how you define things as a human. However, remembering the connection is how you define things as a spirit. Recently, there have been even greater separation, and that deep connection seems to have gone by the wayside. In truth, some of the separation has been intentional, and some of it because humans are to be controlled. There's only one way to do that, and that's to separate and divide you from each other. That has been very successful. Unity of the heart. That separation and division can change, but it is up to all of you. No matter which side of any issue you think you're on, the most important part of this is to lose the sides and begin reconnecting hearts. Remember, dear ones, everything is connected at home. You will laugh about this when you return home, for there's a strong connection with everything. The months, the years ahead will present new challenges, new difficulties. All you need to do is look back at your own history to see that that is true. As these new processes grow and the energies start coming together, you'll quickly find the power of unity, especially unity of the heart. In truth, many of you even jumped into the timeline at this exact moment, because individually you are carrying something important for the collective. The challenge is that you are separated. You won't remember. Stitching hearts together. What we're asking all of you to do during these times ahead is to lose the sides. Do you define yourself by your past choices? If so, it makes change that much more difficult. Start looking at how you can connect with one another, even for a moment. Find one thing that you have in common with every person who crosses your path. All you need to do is find that one little thing about that person that you can resonate with, then you instantly restore the connections that you had at home. You can actually feel a strength coming from the others when you can harmonize with them. It's available to all of you at this moment, as the connections are very strong. Dear ones, know that this is also an important opportunity for light, to stitch together the hearts that have already been separated for way too long. These new energies are here right now, and we can't wait to see what you do with them. There are a wide range of waves emanating from different parts of the universe that constantly bathe planet Earth. Last November, we told you about one of these waves coming in and opening up opportunities to change everything by shifting the base energy on which you now live. That has taken place. But there are residual waves continuing to come in, even now, one right after another. One of the most beautiful things that we see during this wave of energy is the rise of the feminine energy. It has moved into the base and anchored in an entirely new way, in a whole different place. You've made it possible, dear ones. You have been wildly successful at that. Although you don't see the results of it quite yet, the new feminine base has now firmly anchored. It takes time for it to propagate, and for that voice to be heard as a collective. Make no mistake, it is in motion. You're all responsible for that happening, because without the space for it to land, the energy would have come in, then quickly gone back out, like before. In effect, everything would have returned to normal, but that did not happen. Even though you still have a lot of confusion, everything now in place. You've anchored something very powerful here, and in the months ahead, you'll move into it. If you can begin to bring this energy in, finding a way that applies to you, everyone will deal with it a little differently. Some people will feel it as a strength, while others may feel it as a weakness. Why? Because you're moving from the masculine energy, which defined power as force, into the harmony of feminine energy. It can feel like you're vulnerable, dear ones. We tell you, it is in that vulnerability that the greatest strength lies. So when this happens, and you must plan how you're going to react, bring all the energy in with intention. Stop, take a few breaths, and then act instead of reacting. In the months ahead, you'll find opportunities opening because of the work that you've already done. Although you may think you're sliding backwards or that your society is somehow going in the wrong direction, that's not how it's measured. Quite simply, it's measured one heart at a time, starting with yours. You see, you are setting the energy for your own world in more ways than you could possibly know. Although it may seem like you're disconnected from the others, you're not. For this is the practice of discernment amidst chaos. A new peace. You've been very busy. Planet Earth has not slowed down. In fact, it is now speeding up. Years ago, it was discovered that the stars in the skies are moving away from Earth at ever-increasing speeds. And now the Earth is also increasing its pace. By connecting back with the basic principles of being kind to others as well as yourself, you'll energetically open doors in so many new ways. It is the time of unity, dear ones. As you move from one season to the next, the energy on planet Earth is also shifting rather drastically right now. It's connecting at the most basic levels. Although you won't see this show up in your news or on a regular basis, for the time being, the energy is coming together and building. Expect a miracle, dear ones, and we'll help you create it. It is with the greatest of honor we ask you to treat each other with respect. Nurture one another and play well together in this beautiful new earth. Aspavo, dear ones.